Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, while you're there. And check out all the other things. Brand new video that's up there, and we publish a new video every week. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Catherine Crowley. Catherine is a longtime Brain Trust member. Her partner, Kathy Elster, she and the two of them are the authors of a number of books, including Working for You Isn't Working for Me, and a new book called Mean Girls at Work. Kathy, when's it coming out? I can't wait to get my copy.
Well, you can buy it now on Amazon pre-sale,
okay.
But
right.
It's actually going to be available in October, and the official launch is early November.
Well, we expect to launch it on the show, and I want my autographed copy as soon as possible.
Oh, we'll send you a galley for sure.
I can't wait because I'm going to have the ladies in my office take a test on your book. So Mean Girls at Work. The book is all about how women deal with each other in a competitive working environment, and trying to help them accomplish all that in a professional, ethical way, right, Catherine?
That's right.
So tell us more.
Well, what I was going to say is one of the things that we do is we break down the categories of mean, because a lot of times women don't think of themselves as mean. You know, we think of ourselves as team players.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the outrightly mean, like the meanest of the mean, the very mean, the passively mean. But then we've got the people who don't mean to be mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
or the women who bring out your mean. And that could be the person who's very needy and always talking and, you know, it distracts your day. And yet you've got to deal with this kind of person,
mm-hmm.
and constructively get back to your work.
Have you noticed that women tend to like men more than they like women?
There are women who like men more than they like women. I don't think all do.
No, I don't. Not all, but tend to. I mean, I just think, anyway, that's an
interesting. They like women. They like male bosses.
Uh-huh.
More than female bosses.
And is that betraying your own gender when you do that?
No, I think it goes back to our problem with hierarchy.
Yeah.
That we are more comfortable taking orders from a man than from a woman. And it's just in the wiring. And
mm-hmm.
There's a woman who wrote in the Company of Women, and she came up with the no-compete rule, which is that, you know, we don't ever want someone to be higher than we are. So it's a challenge. Many women in authority don't know exactly how to be authoritative and effective,
mm-hmm.
and still friendly.
Now,
many women who... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, what's interesting is women can work for a woman business owner.
Yes.
But not necessarily a woman business manager. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Because I know a lot of women. I know a lot of women business owners who have immense respect from their female workers,
yes.
female employees.
Yeah.
But if she were to promote a woman to become a manager in that organization, that woman might have a harder time, right?
She would. There would be a phase during which she would have to prove herself and win the other
mm-hmm.
women over. And
mm-hmm.
you know, the standard statement of a woman when someone else is acting, quote, acting better than she is. Who does she think she is?
Right.
And that's very often what someone who's been promoted will hear from her peers.
What should that woman who's been promoted do in a case like that when she gets promoted?
Again,
she has to
take it out of the personal and into the professional. And so she needs to, you know, establish her management style, how she's going to hold people accountable. If they're individuals who are particularly rebellious, she needs to meet with them individually
mm-hmm.
and say, we've got to figure out how to work together here.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep the conversation.
Can she be friends with them?
Level. They may not want to be friends with her, and honestly, as you probably know, it's a little better not to be too friendly with the people who you manage.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could be a loss. That sometimes happens.
Is this a case where, for women, where if somebody considers taking a promotion, they might have to realize that they may lose a friendship?
they may lose a friendship, but and they also may be able to retain certain friendships. But you're absolutely right, Jim. The game changes, and for many women, that is an uncomfortable.
And I'm not going to say it's not to some level for men, but I don't think it's to the same degree with men.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
So it's an exciting opportunity for growth.
Well, the work you're doing, you and Kathy are doing, is very important, because as you say, women are more prominent at all levels of the marketplace now than they used to be.
Yes.
And the ownership, from an ownership standpoint, from a management standpoint, leadership standpoint, this is the kind of a interpersonal dynamic that we need to get resolved so we can all be productive, isn't it?
That is. It absolutely is.
Yeah. Last thoughts, 30 seconds.
Last thoughts. What I would say, if there are any women listening, is do your best to keep on acting professional in every situation, and if you have trouble, get our book, Mean Girls at Work.
What about the website? Give us the website. Tell us how we can find all the work that you and Kathy are doing.
Well, our main website is www.ksquaredenterprises.com. That's the name of our company.
All right, and the one book is Working for You is Killing Me, and then the other one is, the follow-up is Working for You Isn't Working for Me, and the new one is Mean Girls at Work. No one will ever write a book called Mean Men at Work. You know why? Because we don't think of the word mean. Hey, listen. Hey, Kathy, thanks. Catherine, thanks for being here. Come back again real soon.
Thank you, Jim. I'm happy to do that.
Catherine Crowley, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Kathy joins us. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.